Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's time to bask in the presence of the Lord. The Lord is at the table and is ready to speak to us. Today is the fourth day of July 2025. It's a beautiful Friday, and today we'll be focusing more on prayers. And we'll be focusing on prayers for the elders. If this is your first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour, and right here on this show we get to learn here and we get to share the word of God. And if you've been very frequent on this show, then you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for our devotion. So I want you to grab your Bibles, your journals, and most especially for today, I want you to grab your heart of prayers. I want us to just enter the presence of the Lord and intercede for our elders. Our memory verse is taken from the book of Leviticus chapter 19 verse 32, which says, "Thou shalt rise up before the hoary head and honor the face of the old man and fear thy Lord, the Lord thy God. I am the Lord." Our Bible reading is taken from 1 Timothy chapter 5 from verse 17 to 19. 1 Timothy chapter 5 from verse 17 to 19. From verse 17 it reads, "The elders who direct the affairs of the church well are worthy of double honor, especially those whose work is preaching and teaching. For scripture says, do not muzzle an ox while it is treading out the grain. And the worker deserves his wages. Do not entertain an accusation against an elder unless it is brought by two or three witnesses." May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. We'll be going into intercession for our elders this morning, and I want us to pray with all our hearts this morning. Our first prayer point says, "Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for all our elders, all the elders around me. Thank you for preserving their lives and giving me the opportunity to learn from them. Thank you, Lord, for all our elders, all the elders around me. Thank you for preserving their lives and giving me the opportunity to learn from them. For in Jesus' name we have prayed." Our second prayer point says, "Father, give all the elders around me sound health, physically and mentally. Keep sickness and diseases far from them in Jesus' name." Father, please give all our elders around me, give them good health, physically and mentally. Keep sicknesses and diseases far from them in Jesus' name. Our third prayer point says, "Father, please surround the elders with love. Do not let them be sad and lonely in Jesus' name." Father, please surround the elders with love. Do not let them be sad and lonely in Jesus' name. Our fourth prayer point says, "Father, please give all our elders the body of Christ, in the body of Christ, the wisdom to lead and guide the younger generations aright. Let all their counsel come from the inspiration of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name." Our fifth prayer point says, "Father, please help the elders to influence the younger generations with the gospel. Let their words, prayers, and actions carry fire so that souls will be won to your kingdom in Jesus' name." Father, please help the elders to influence the younger generation with the gospel. Let their words, prayers, and actions carry fire so that souls will be won to your kingdom in Jesus' name. Our sixth prayer point says, "Father, please give the elders the grace to teach the younger generations the good wisdom they have learned from their experiences and from you. Let none of their wisdom be lost after you call them to glory in Jesus' name." Amen. Our seventh prayer point says, "Father, Please forgive the past mistakes of the elders in Jesus' name. Please have mercy on them and the generations after them in Jesus' name. The next prayer point says, Father, please give the elders who are yet to be born again an encounter that will reveal your perfect love and salvation. Help them to give their lives completely to you in Jesus' name. The next prayer point also says, Father, please preserve the lives of the elders. Let them enjoy the fruits of their good deeds in peace and enjoy until you call them home in Jesus' name. The next prayer point says, Lord, please preserve the good legacy of the elders. Help them to raise younger generations who will continue their good works in the name of Jesus. The next prayer point also says, Father, please give me the resources that I need. Give me the resources that I need to take care of the elders around me. Help me to be a blessing to them in Jesus' name. For every elders around me, Father, give me the resources that I need to take care of them in the name of Jesus. The next prayer point says, your personal prayer points for the elders around you in your local assembly and across the world. Begin to decree and declare into their lives. Let the Lord know what you want for them. If a sound mind, you want the Lord to give them. Begin to decree it into their lives in the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for listening to us. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You will see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again until we gather for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed. Bye-bye.